Wedding 101 podcast. Hello, my name is David Rothstein. This program was designed to be a helpful resource for both brides and grooms as well as wedding professionals. It was created to give listeners real insights from the top wedding professionals in the nation. Each new show features a wedding professional from a different aspect of wedding planning: photographers, caterers, wedding planners, florists, venues, and many more. These interviews will give you lots of great ideas how to get the best results for your wedding. Wedding vendors can also learn from fellow professionals. If you have an idea for a topic or a guest, please let me know, and we hope you enjoy today's podcast. We are certainly thrilled to have a terrific guest here today, and any woman who is getting married in the near future will certainly be excited about listening to what she has to say. Her name is Tracy Fine, and she is the lead makeup artist and owner of Fine Makeup Art and Associates. Tracy is a professional multimedia makeup artist and works in television, video, photos, and event makeup. Her clients include CEOs of some of America's top corporations, national ad campaigns, magazines, network, and cable television, fashion models, as well as U.S. presidents, and most recently did work for Yo-Yo Ma, the famous cellist. Tracy is proud to offer over two decades of experience working with brides that are truly looking for a stellar beauty experience provided by a true seasoned industry professional who's included on the preferred vendor list of some of Chicago's top wedding planners, photographers, and many of the iconic hotels along Michigan Avenue. Her work and additional information can be found on her fabulous website, which is finemakeupart.com. That's finemakeupart.com. And we are thrilled to welcome Tracy to the Wedding 101 podcast.
Good morning.
Glad to have you here. And I know a lot of women are certainly want to look their best at their wedding. That is certainly how you look is certainly contributes greatly to how you feel that day. And let's start with what are the most important things that brides should be looking for when they're considering hiring a makeup artist for their wedding?
When you're looking for a makeup artist and beginning your search and finding artists' websites on the internet, the three things that you want to look for are their portfolio, their client list, and their style. Those are the three most important things while booking or when booking a makeup artist.
And since there's so many things, thanks to the internet and the Knot and Wedding Wire, there's so many examples, there's so many different photographs all over the place. How do they find out if a particular makeup artist would really be able to accommodate their style and be able to listen to what they need as opposed to trying to superimpose the hottest trends?
It's a good question. When you're looking at a makeup artist portfolio, make sure these are photographs that you like and you like the style that you see on their portfolio. Everything, you know, from the way their website looks to the way it's presented. And if you like that style, that's a very good indicator that you will be a good match with that makeup artist. There's many makeup artists that are really good makeup artists, but they may not have the style that you're looking for. So if you like a very clean, fresh look, and you're looking at a makeup artist portfolio that has heavy makeup with really mm-hmm. over-the-top lashes, right. Then that would not be a good match for you.
And do brides, on the day of their wedding, should they change anything about how they usually do their makeup? Is it just a more exaggerated version of how they do their makeup, or is it pretty much just a little bit more detailed version of their daily routine?
Well, a little yes and a little no. You don't want to take somebody way outside of their comfort level, or you don't want to take somebody way outside to where they don't really look like themselves. You want to look like yourself, but 2.0, a better version of yourself. So the first thing a makeup artist will ask is, you know, do you wear lipstick? Do you go for bright colors? Or do you, you know, just to get an idea of her personal style. However, everyday makeup would not be enough for that type of formal affair with a gown, and it also will not last the entire event. Mm-hmm. So you want a little more than everyday makeup, and you want to transcend and really look the best you ever have in your life.
So you really, it's kind of like SD versus HD, right?
Yes.
Like flipping the switch a yes. little bit to like, wow, this is the most radiant version of
yes, me. Exactly right.
And you, when you're sitting down with a bride initially, and now they've decided they want to hire you, do you encourage them to bring in photographs of themselves? Do they bring in photographs from magazines? How do you get a sense, besides talking to them, of the look that they're kind of going for?
All right. Well, the photographs of themselves I don't need because I work with what's sitting in front of me. However, I do encourage to bring magazine photos or anything that they like. It's much easier and quicker to express yourself visually. It's a visual art. So, you know, a picture truly does speak 1,000 words, and I can kind of get an idea of the direction that they're looking at much easier with visuals.
So now you've worked with the bride, you've got her all set up. Do you work with the bridal party as well, including the mothers of the bride, mothers of the groom? And how do you do the same process with them, or is it a little bit different?
Well, normally the bride goes through and has a trial and consultation before the wedding, and I would do her makeup as if it were her wedding day. Many times, moms and mothers of the bride, mothers of the groom, want to get in on that trial just to, you know, lock in the look for their wedding day. Bridesmaids don't have trials too often. And most of the time, you're allowed a little more leeway with bridesmaids. As a bride, you want to look classic. You want to look fresh. You don't want to look pigeonholed uh-huh. into a certain
right.
look. Okay. Bridesmaids, we can have a little more fun with color, but they're all styled based on their look, their hair color, their shape, eyes,
gotcha.
And all styled as individuals.
And that's really, I would think, the advantage of working with someone who's so experienced like yourself, that you've seen so many faces in your day of all kinds of hairstyles, face styles, skin tones, and the ability to have that kind of experience and be that flexible to be able to adapt quickly to the variety of aspects that come into that you have to think about when choosing the perfect makeup, I think is a huge advantage.
That's a key point. Most makeup artists that work in media have that experience under pressure, live TV. These are some important famous people. Yo-Yo Ma is one. And there really is no room for error there when you're doing somebody's makeup. And then, you know, it's like a show and you have to start at a certain time. So is a wedding. So there really isn't room for do-overs and errors. The first thing I tell new makeup artists who are just starting in doing makeup is, you know, to be able to match somebody's skin tone in less than 30 seconds. So this is not really a thought process or something that you should struggle through. It just, you know, there's so much more experience in media, and you are ready for any circumstance that may pop up or arise. So.
And once they've booked you, and generally, how far ahead does somebody book a makeup artist before their wedding?
Well,
in the ballpark?
Give you about like 1/3 of my weddings are booked a year in advance. And I'd mm-hmm. say the majority are about 6 months out. Of course, just like any other vendor, your photographer, your band, you want to book the vendors you want on the top of your list before they get booked. So the sooner the better. And of course, I'm a makeup artist, I'm biased, but I think your face is the most important. You know, that's the money shot. So if your face, the way you look, is important to you, I'd find the artist that you want and book them as soon as possible.
Yeah, it's always better to get the, especially for the bigger things as well.
Yeah, out of the way.
Nothing more important than,
right.
than your face, that's,
right.
that's for sure. So once they've booked you, what are the next steps that should be taking? Is it, do you have just the one meeting to kind of get us like a rehearsal? Is it there a few meetings in between? And then on the day of the wedding, what is the process? Do they come in? Is it several hours? Is it a few hours before the actual wedding ceremony? Walk me through that process.
All right, the process, you know, when a bride contacts me initially, she's already looked through many artists' websites and, you know, decides this is what I like.
Uh-huh.
So in a way, before we ever meet, we're kind of a match as it is because she likes my style and she likes what she sees. So that's a big hurdle first.
Right.
Then we do a trial and consultation where I come and I come to her location and I speak with her about the venue, the dress, the colors, the flowers, go over what she wears on a daily basis to get an idea, and then what she envisions herself looking like, and then I'll go ahead and do her makeup as if it were her wedding day. And then from there, if she books me, you know, to do her makeup for her wedding, after it's booked, it's pretty much low maintenance. They're really, we don't contact too much, months before, during the months of, we'll kind of nail down the scheduling when we start, when we finish. And that totally depends on the number of people. Obviously, four people are going to take me a lot less than eight. Sometimes people want me to bring an additional artist so they can cut the time in half. So it depends if you're taking your first look photos before the ceremony, or some people don't have first look and just go directly to the ceremony. So each wedding is different, and it's all pretty much planned out, timing months in advance. And once it's booked, it's really low maintenance. And we'll touch bases before the wedding, and then wedding day, it's already pretty much all mapped out. And honestly, right, I can say that I've never had a wedding day that has gone not smoothly.
That's fantastic.
Thankfully, yeah.
That's fantastic. And certainly it goes by experience and the fact that you're really caring about them. As right, sure you see them really much more than just a client, but maybe like as a sister or a daughter or somebody like that, that you really want to make them look their absolute best.
Absolutely. There's a really great feeling when you see somebody, you know, that's in your chair, and then when they look in the mirror at themselves and just go, wow.
Yeah.
And I've had people say, I've never looked this good in my life. I've never had my makeup look this good ever. And that's what you want to hear on your wedding day. You know, so to me, that's the ultimate compliment. And it really does make me feel great to make people feel that great about themselves. If you've ever had a great night out, it's always a night where you feel comfortable with how you look, and you feel you look really good. And I think that confidence exudes and shines out. So that's what you want to hear.
Yeah, and I really think that every bride does look beautiful on their wedding day.
Yes.
And deserves to. They deserve to absolutely look not only incredible dress and hair and everything, but great makeup. Says really you're putting on your best face and you're at your absolute happiest.
Right. And you don't have to worry about it. It's not like an uncomfortable shirt that keeps scratching and you have to, you know, so right, if it's something that's really comfortable and you feel great, it's the makeup will last for 12 hours. You don't have to worry about it for the rest of the evening. And it's a good feeling.
You mentioned earlier that you worked with Yo-Yo Ma, and are you finding it that men are starting to get a little bit more, not obviously not full on makeup, but
sure they
a little bit of makeup can certainly make. I've done a little bit of television, and I know that certainly a little bit of makeup can help out a little bit to kind of take the edges off.
I do grooms all the time, but we won't mention any names. I don't think they want their names mentioned.
Okay.
But we do grooms all the time. As a matter of fact, not too long ago, I did makeup for William Lauder of Estee Lauder Corporation. Mm-hmm. Got to listen to his whole interview for television, and men's makeup is one of the fastest growing segments of the cosmetics industry. Mm. So a lot of men in this age group, you know, it's not an insult to their masculinity to say, yeah, I'd like to have a little powder and, you know, and look, you know, my skin tone even. You're standing next to your bride who is now camera ready and flawless, and she's ready to look great on video, great in photo, and great in person. And then the groom is next to her
right,
with nothing.
Uh-huh.
So you can do wonders with men's makeup, and it's kind of the same technique, but it's just different colors, so it's invisible. You don't see it. Nobody's gonna look at him and go, oh my god, he's got makeup, you know, but it
right,
really does
okay,
make a difference.
Yeah, that's great, because I'm certainly aware that I certainly do my very best to take care of my skin, and I think guys are awakening up to that, but maybe this is the next level of not only taking care of your skin, but making sure that your face is gonna look its best too. So that's great to know that that's another option for guys too. So on the actual wedding day itself, you've got all the bridesmaids, you've got the bride, the mothers of the bride and groom. Do things usually does the makeup applied at their home? Is it done at your studio, or does it kind of depend, or is it at the venue, or how does that decide?
Well, most makeup artists that work in media can't have a studio. They're very seldom do, because I work in television studios, photo studio. I go on location, so I couldn't be locked in. So I normally go to them, and the majority of the time it's at a hotel that they're getting ready at. But okay. Yes, it could be somebody's home, wherever they decide they want to get ready that day.
So you have a whole team of assistants that work with you?
I don't work with assistants. I never hire assistants, but I do hire makeup artists who are just as qualified as myself.
I see.
And they all have similar resumes and portfolios to myself. So if I had a daughter, I have a son, but if I had a daughter, I would trust any one of them to do makeup for my own daughter's wedding or my own makeup, and I don't have to worry about them not showing up, or, you know, it's again, it's low maintenance, low stress. They're professionals, and so I'm so confident in them, I don't even have to look up from what I'm doing to check to see what they're doing, because I know it's great.
What would you say to a bride who is shopping around and she's going through Google, all these different websites, and you're seeing wide variety of different makeup artists, and wow, this one will do it for, you know, $150, it'll do my, and then somebody, I don't know what your rates are, but I imagine right. It's of your level would be a much higher rate. What would you say to brides that think like, wow, this is such a great deal, I'm gonna get this for $150, they're gonna do my entire face and everything? What would you tell them? What advice would you give them?
Beware. Because it really, my rates are not that high. I really try to keep, there's an industry standard, and I try to stay within that standard. You know, I don't want to be way too overpriced that I'm not accessible. Mm-hmm. But if you see a makeup artist whose rates are pretty low, does a free trial, does all this, I would beware. Not only the quality of the work, will it last all night? And more in the last couple of years, since my industry has been kind of saturated, there's a lot of makeup artists out there, I'm hearing more stories of, oh, my makeup artist canceled a week before my wedding, help me. My makeup, you know, and I don't think they're professionals, and there may be hobbyists out there. So I'm hearing that more and more. When you're hiring a professional makeup artist that works in media, you're hiring a guarantee. And people that do work in the media and get up to a certain level don't get there by not showing up or doing a poor job. So,
and you get what you pay for, too. This isn't something where, oh, well, next time I'm going to go ahead. Right?
Yes.
This is your one shot. And yes. This really applies for all the brides and grooms out there, to any of the vendors that you're hiring. You know, buy it when you think you're really saving money. That is not what your goal is. Your goal is to get the best value for what you're getting. So if you see your all the vendors you pick really is kind of more like investments into the quality of your wedding, you're going to get much higher results. If, for example, if somebody hires a cheap band and they come in and no one's dancing and it's disorganized and everything like that, did you really quote unquote save money? You're not going to send an email to your friends, hey, sorry, you guys didn't dance or anything, but I saved so much money with this other group.
Bingo.
Or sorry, the flowers were silk and they were lilting, they showed up late and everything, but they were so much cheaper than this professional guys. Because you really want to be very, very careful. And I'm not saying you have to go crazy with some of the little micro things in terms of spending a ton of money, but make sure you're spending your money in a smart way, getting the best vendors you possibly can. And certainly makeup is one of the most important things in terms of how you look, how you feel that day. You want to look your best. And I think hiring and investing in getting a great makeup artist is certainly extremely important. So look at it as more of an investment. Don't get too seduced by the cheap prices, because you don't want to look like, hey, look, everybody,
correct,
look how much money I saved on my face, right? You know,
that's correct. It's no time to save on your face. And also, again, media makeup artists work in photo, video, and event. So a makeup artist that doesn't do photo and video, they're really not as skilled or experienced. Some colors don't translate like they would, you know, standing in front of you on photo or on video. They may turn reddish pink, or they in some textures of makeup don't translate on photo.
Right.
And so you want to look your best in person, photo and video. And those photographs that you've just paid quite a bit of money for are going to last forever. So that's another reason to have your makeup done right, and so you love your wedding photographs.
Right. And also, even though you can touch things up, you can do things with Photoshop and such, you obviously, it's more than just the results of the photos and videos. It's how you actually physically feel that day, and the confidence that you have.
And well, the touching up would cost a lot more than a makeup artist.
Yeah.
You had to spend all that time.
get the product done right the
get
first
it done
time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. And do you work with them in terms of maybe some beauty tips that you can give them just for, besides the actual day of putting the makeup on, what are some really good tips that you can give brides, and I guess for that matter grooms, in terms of really getting great skincare, looking their best on their own, and taking care of their skin?
Well, I always give my bride a PDF to a booklet that I've created for the months leading up to your wedding, how to care for your skin, what to do, what not to do. It's super important that your skin be in great condition. So the better your skin is, the better the makeup's going to look.
Right.
So there's certain tips like exfoliating and moisturizing, and there's some things not to do. If you have a breakout, don't use benzoyl peroxide products. Those are from like 1952. So we've moved, we've changed that and updated it. So I have a whole booklet that of great tips that I give to my brides.
That's helpful, not just for the wedding, but for the rest of their lives too.
For the rest of their life, yeah.
And you have some people who come to you like after the weddings and
all the time.
Yeah.
And as a matter of fact, to every bride, I also give gift certificates for makeup lessons, because a lot of them love it so much they want to learn how to do that, and not only makeup lessons but really guidance in the correct products to use. So yes, that happens all the time.
So what are the main, I would say, five questions that a bride should be asking when they're calling up a makeup artist to find out about hiring somebody?
A, if they're available.
Yep.
And of course the main things are you available, your rates, do you travel to my location, so on and so forth. Those are the basic things, but other than that, it's really a visual art form. Okay, it's a visual thing. So again, check the portfolio, the client list, and the style that they do. That's the visual is more important. And of course, you want to work with somebody that is personable and, and nice and reliable. And that's about it. It's much more visual than speaking to them on the phone.
And what do you do with a bride that maybe she wants to look like Kim Kardashian, but she just, like, for some reason, her shape of her face or some aspect of her hair or something just is not, unless you did some Hollywood makeup, would not look like Kim Kardashian. How do you kind of balance between, what her vision is and then what's actually possible? I'm sure that's a tough call.
But it is, and it happens all the time, because everybody, most people are not aware. They're not professionals. They're not experts in photo and video. So they don't know all the work that it takes to look this way on photo or video. They don't realize what Kim Kardashian may look like sitting right in front of you. So it's a lot of makeup. And Kim Kardashian has a special team that they work with on a daily basis that lights her to make her look as good as possible. So sometimes I have to explain that I love Kim Kardashian. I love the way she looks. Mm-hmm. But in person, if she were standing right in front of you, you don't really want to wear that much makeup. Most brides really like a clean, natural look. So you can achieve something, close to it, not quite as heavy. And you have to guide people as to, you know, what is possible and what is not possible. And most of the time, the clients have confidence in my abilities. Mm-hmm. So they're going to listen to me as an expert. And then we come to kind of a happy medium.
You kind of understand that you're working on her best interest.
Yes.
Then she'll probably be much more open. That you're not her mother trying to get on her case and just tell her no.
And I'm going to make a confession here. Yes, it's her best interest. I've never had an unhappy bride on her wedding day. But these are also my best interests as well.
Sure.
Because people are going to take a photograph of that bride and it's going to wind up on social media, or an event planner is going to put it in her blog. And if the makeup is terrible, I don't want, of course, to have my name on it. Uh-huh. So I always try to do the very best that I can possibly do.
Yeah, and that's the ultimate example of your work.
Right.
Their face, basically. So it's your best interest to make them look as incredible as they can. What about different ethnicities? If someone's having, let's say, an Indian wedding or a Polish wedding or a Korean wedding, you really have to understand a little bit about their cultures.
You do.
What are the things that are traditional for those particular customers? How do you adjust for that?
Well, there are cultural, distinctions, and some cultures use much more color and vibrant color than others. Some girls, like, for example, Indian brides, they come to me and say, you know what, I don't want the super heavy Indian. So they want a mixture, a fusion between the Western and Indian makeup. You work in media, you do all types of skin. If you are a professional makeup artist, you should be able to do any skin color or any ethnicity. There should be not even a question. As far as darker skin, there's thousands of shades of Caucasian, and you have to match those perfectly with their foundation. So it's really just another color. So it's just darker. And if the person has difficulty doing any kind of ethnic, features or skin color, then they should go back and do some training. And any professional makeup artist should be able to do any ethnicity, any color at any time.
And do you spend time going through, looking and seeing what the hottest trends are? Because I know, Fashion Week or whatever, they'll show like this is the big hot trend, and all of a sudden all these women are coming in with the exact same looks that they want to have. So I imagine that's part of your thing. Just in the same way I have to stay on top of top 40 songs, you have to be able to say, oh, this is the latest look in eyeliner, so boy, I better get on that, or this is the latest next step in or rouge or whatever. So,
well, I'm always reading. I'm a voracious magazine fashion reader, so I keep up on the trends that way. I also work a lot with some very large model agencies, and the models travel all over the world, Milan, London. So really, I'm kind of ahead of the trends in that aspect in the fashion world. And then a lot of times, several years later, they trickle down or filter down mm-hmm. into the street fashion and street style. Now, as far as makeup itself, the products that are used now are so much different than they were 15 years ago, 10 years ago, due to the advent of HD film. Now you have makeup that's long wear, and it sits on your skin, it's almost invisible, versus makeup that had to be powdered every 5 minutes and sweats off. So the technology in makeup has changed. So I'm constantly updating, upgrading, changing, and rearranging what's in my kit and the types of looks that I do.
That's fantastic. And hopefully all of you brides out there, and maybe even some of the grooms as well, have really benefited. I know I've certainly learned a lot during this Wedding 101 podcast. We'd like to thank our fabulous special guest, Tracy Fine, for being on the show today.
It was a pleasure, David. Thank you.
And hopefully all of you brides can really apply some of the things that she was talking about to make sure you look your absolute best. And if you'd like to have Tracy Fine taking care of making you look incredible for your wedding, please contact her. Once again, her company is Fine Makeup Art. and her website is finemakeupart.com. You can contact her at 847-847-8972. That's 847-847-8972. So feel free to take a look at her website. Give her a quick call. She'll be happy to help you out. If you need any great music for your wedding, hope you consider our music company, which is David Rothstein Music. Our website is drsmusic.com. That's drsmusic.com. And you can reach us at 773-244-1239. If you have any topics or special guests you'd like to hear on our show, please call and let us know. You can also email me, david@drsmusic.com. Thank you so much, Tracy, for being on the show. And thanks to all of you for listening. We want to wish you the very best for an absolutely amazing wedding. Thank you.
Ooh, got the show about the weddings. There's a show about it. Got the show about the weddings.